Waqt li l-maġġoranza tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja emigraw minn Malta stess, hemm oħrajn li ġew minn imkejjen oħra tad-dinja. L-akbar u l-aktar komunità Maltija importanti ta' din ix-xorta huwa dak il-grupp tal-Maltin mill-Eġittu. Sal-1954 diġà kien hawn kważi 2000 Maltin Eġizzjani fl-Awstralja, imma dan in-numru kiber bil-bosta sentejn wara meta il-gvern tal-Eġittu ħa azzjoni kontra sudditi Ingliżi kif kienu l-Maltin. Dan huwa dak li jirrakkonta fost l-oħrajn il-ktieb A Transient Colony in the Valley of the Nile, miktub minn Nicholas Kirkop, ktieb li jirrakkonta l-istorja tal-Maltin tal-Eġittu. L-istorja tilħaq il-qofol tagħha fil-konfużjoni tal-1956. Meta iċ-ċittadini Brittaniċi kollha inklużi il-Maltin kienu mkeċċija mill-Eġittu. Il-Maltin tal-Eġittu kienu jinkludu ħafna tat-tieni u t-tielet ġenerazzjoni u għalkemm Maltin ma tħallewx jerġgħu lura Malta. Weġa li għadek tismagħha tiġi rakkuntata minn bosta f'din il-komunità sal-lum. Nicholas Kirkop jgħidilna kif huwa stess u l-familja tiegħu ħallew l-Eġittu.
When I was discharged from the army, I couldn't find a job in 1947. Anyhow, through friends and all that, I found a job with auditor's office, which had the management of the Egyptian Testing House, which is a branch of the stock exchange for Egyptian cotton. There was a laboratory attached to it, and the laboratory was giving us the results of a test of the cotton, of the samples, and issued that to the owner of the cotton with his bill of lading to prove that the cotton quality was XYZ. But came the day that the things were worsening. Up to now, the Europeans were not paying taxes. They imposed the new taxes, because that was declared on the 1936 treaty. And the new Egyptian government rejected that treaty and said we're going to turn up the treaty and decide on another one. The British had to accept. There was no way out, because they were managing the big crowds, you see. And came the day that the family decided to sell our property, which was our income. It was a block of apartments. Anyhow, we managed to sell it. We sell the furniture. We asked the bank to transfer our to Australia. Already my cousin was here. She came a year before. At that time, it happened the burning of Cairo. Okay. And already the first refugees from Cairo, they got so afraid that they started running to the booking office for travel through Alexandria, asking the British government to protect them and say, do what you like, but we cannot bring the army in because it will be a war. Mm. It will worsen. That's where a decision was taken.
Allura kif komunità li kienet stabilita sewwa għal sekli sħaħ kienet attiva u żammet il-kultura u l-lingwa tagħha spiċċat biex kull ħiel tagħha u anke ir-records tal-istorja tagħha inqerdu.
Yes, in some places. I've got some extra of information which I put them in my book from where I could get the right date. For instance, Cairo, they were destroyed. Everything was burned in 1952 in the central of Cairo, the business area. All the club disappeared in fire. It was the Maltese club, yeah, and the Maltese community center. That was all the document, photos, and so on, disappeared with the fire, unfortunately. Were destroyed, I should say.
Staqsejt l-Nicholas Kirkop kif allura irnixxielu jagħmel ir-riċerka u jsib l-informazzjoni għal din il-publikazzjoni li tirrakkonta l-istorja tal-Maltin tal-Eġittu.
I got my information by document, which I could reach before leaving Egypt, or someone had the idea to make photo of them, and I got this document. They are one after the other repeated in my book. It took me 20 years to collect everything I had plus interview of people, production of photos, because I could not say so-and-so done this or that, except seeing a document. And that made me more realizing that there is a very important document somewhere. When I was in Malta in the convention, the second convention, well, I met people from France and so on. And I could more or less get, they were saying, I was in communication with so-and-so, and he sent me a copy of this or that. And I was pleased to get photocopies of them, you see. And that's increased my records. Now, let's go back earlier. When I was a kid, let's say the age of 12, I start collecting newspaper cuts and paste them in a big special file. From time to time, there were articles put in by Maltese who were working with the newspapers. When I was sent with the scouts to Malta, that was 1939, mind you, my patriotism became more exposed. Yeah. And then from then on, I was more and more interested. I got a map of Malta, of the Maltese islands. I got newspaper cuts of showing the boys from Egypt. We were the second group, by the way. The first one went in the 30s, earlier 30s. And we, the one of Alexandria, we were in August 1939. Few days, we reached Alexandria before the declaration of war. We were billeted at the scout headquarters in 1939, August 39. And even so, that we were there waiting for our ship coming from Marseille, France, we were told that perhaps the ship was not calling to Malta. Our leader managed to make pressure on diplomatic way, and a ship called in, the ship called in. And we reached Alexandria just 2 days, because I still remember going to the beach, on Sunday of that week. Bertram Morello was coming to the una cabina, exchanging room at the beach, and with some other friends, other families, the Armarego, the Tabone, and so on. He was saying, "We are at war, we are at war." And he brought the newspaper showing that we are at war. And, well, that certainly activated all the activities which the community could produce to start enlisting our people who reached the age. They asked for volunteers in the transport company. They asked volunteers in the Signals Corps for young people to join the Royal Signal Corps. And so on, you see. And then it was general mobilization. They were preparing the men for a landing, but they never said where. And the day came that they start to move around. They took them from their training camp, which was in the desert, eastern desert, called Fayed. Till my turn reached that I was enlisted to. I was, 18, yes.
It was the Second World War, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that before. My number was 8488, National Service. We even had Maltese coming from, I met them at the training center, from Turkey and Greece.
Allura, it-tkeċċija tal-Maltin mill-Eġittu fl-1956 kienet it-tmiem tal-Maltin fl-Eġittu.
That was the end of it. Because we couldn't go even collect a document or whatever you want to collect it from a from an office. Let's say the secretary of the community was at the Maltese Union Club. And when they went there to collect papers, there was already the seal and the police at the door. The only thing which I could get are a copy of the declaration at the Vatican of the first Maltese organization, the Confraternity of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, I made a copy out of it because the certificate was still hanging on the wall. And I've sent someone who was going to Egypt, a young fellow, and he was able to take a photo. But when he was taking a photo, he said, "What you doing? You're not even to enter in this room." That was the room of the meetings, which was allocated to the Maltese organization, the confraternity.
Fi żmien tagħhom fl-Eġittu matul medda twila ta' żmien il-Maltin kienu organizzati sewwa b'assessin Maltin, klabbijiet u organizzazzjonijiet komunitarji u l-gazzetti tagħhom. Kif jgħid Nikolas Kirkop, dejjem baqgħu jikkunsidraw lilhom stess bħala Maltin.
As a little young fellow of 7-8 years old, my father was taking me for the band because at that time European bands were allowed to march in the city, and they had once a year a sort of competition between Maltese, Italian, two bands, the Greeks, and the Don Bosco one.
Għalhekk huwa diffiċli li wieħed jifhem x'kienet ir-raġuni li Malta rrifjutat li tħalli lil dawn il-Maltin jerġgħu lura Malta imqar kemm jorganizzaw ruhom biex minn hemmhekk imbagħad imorru f'pajjiżi oħra. Jista' jkun minħabba l-qagħda ekonomika li kienet għaddejja minna Malta dak iż-żmien u ma setgħux tilqa' eluf ta' Maltin mill-Eġittu. M'hemmx dubju li dawn kienu ċittadini Maltin. Il-ktieb A Transient Colony in the Valley of Denial ta' Nikolas Kirkop jidħol fid-dettall ta' dawn l-aspetti tal-istorja tal-Maltin tal-Eġittu u bla dubju mela vojt ta' komunità Maltija fl-Awstralja li l-istorja tagħha issa tista' tibqa' tiġi segwita permezz ta' dan il-ktieb minn ġenerazzjoni għall-oħra.